Do you prefer to hear good news or bad news first?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
People differ on whether they prefer to hear bad news or good news first. When Jonathan Edwards preached that memorable sermon back in 1741 entitled, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, he gave the people some very bad news. He described hell as the place where sinners will wear out millions and millions of ages, wrestling with God's merciless vengeance. He said, And when you have done so, when so many ages have actually been spent by you in this manner, you will know that all of that is but a point in time, a dot to what remains. Your punishment will indeed be infinite. The good news, of course, is that no one has to anticipate that kind of future. John 3:16 and 17 tells us that God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge, but to save the world through him. John then writes, Anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment. The good news today is that many have already accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord. The other good news is that while time is quickly passing, there is still time for those who, until today, have ignored God's invitation.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com